أهلي وصحبي بيه ومن والاه.
ما بعد ما ادري شوف برادرز اند سيستر ان اسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. اسك الله تو اكسبت اور ميتنج اند جايد اس فور نوليدج فروم ذا بوك اوف الله اند سنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اسك الله تو ميك اول اوف اس امونج ذوز هو لسن اند اوبي ان شاء الله تعالى. يسترداي let me give you a brief summary of what we studied yesterday. We agree exactly in the topic of the shafa'ah, the intercession, that is Allah give certain people and even the angels to intercede for the peoples in order to be saved in the hellfire, from the hellfire. He gave it to the prophets, the shafa'ah. And we know, we understand from our class before, there is a shafa'atun uzma have been given, the great intercession have been given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be super, to give him the superiority in the intercession, the shafa'ah, over all the Prophet and messengers. So we found this, actually we study this together inshallah ta'ala. This is the class number 3 in the shafa'ah, in the intercession. So Allah give it also to the shaheed, those who die as martyrs, shaheed, Allah give him also a power, or will be granted in shafa'ah to intercede for his member, the member of his family member, and a believers. And also shafa'ah for al-mu'mineen. For al-mu'mineen also, the believers, they will receive also, they will be granted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intercede for their own families and their own friends too. And we have also shafa'at al-mala'ika. Al-mala'ika also, the angel, Allah give them authority to intercede for certain believers. And plus than that, in the end, Allah himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intercede for some of the believers. Allah by himself, our arhamur rahimin, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will intercede for certain of the believers, those who enter the hellfire, to save them from the hellfire. So if we calculate, Brother Yunus, shafa'ah will be given to who? The prophets, the shaheed, the believers, the angels, and even himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly he give intercede for certain people, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be granted by the shafa'ah to give it to actually to certain of the believers. And we agree yesterday, if you remember, there is no any permission to give any kind of intercession to the mushrik and kafir. We agree about this yesterday. Somebody, for example, his mother or his father, he's still a Christian, and he died actually, so and so, or he died as a mushrik, and Allah granted him to be a believer. Cannot help his father and mother in the day on the family member or his children in the day of the judgment. Because whoever died as a mushrik or a disbeliever, Allah will never ever give it exactly any permission to actually to anyone to intercede for the disbelievers. That's what we started yesterday. And we reached yesterday also in the page, you have it. We reached it in Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the number D.
Yes.
Number D yesterday, exactly, because I have a comment, actually I have still, I didn't complete this topic. We agree in number T, intercession for the people of the hell, or people of the disbelief. We agree yesterday about this. And let's read this hadith again, inshallah ta'ala. And then after that, I will give you actually a brief summary of what we studied yesterday. We ask the questions. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam authorized it to intercede to give shafa'ah for his uncle Abu Talib, who died as a kafir, we found it yes. Let me read the hadith and I give the comment for the new member who did not hear me yesterday. حريص. حريص إن شاء الله تعالى which it mentioned in number D. صحيح البخاري 65-64. صحيح البخاري 65-64. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلم وذكر عنده عمه أبو طالب فقال لعله تنفع شفاعتي يوم القيامة فيجعل في ضحضاح من النار يبلغ كعبيه يغلي منه أم دماغه. تفضل.
Intercession for the people of hell, people of disbelief, narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. This hadith is found in Sahih Bukhari 65-64. I heard Allah's messengers when his uncle Abu Talib had been mentioned in his presence saying, maybe my intercession will help him on the day of resurrection so that he may be put in a shallow place in the fire, with fire reaching his ankles and causing his brain to boil.
Allahu Akbar. And that is the most and easiest punishment in the day of the judgment. Because him himself, خَفُّ النَّاسْ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمِّي أَبُو طَالِبٍ. The most one who will receive less punishment in the hellfire in the day of the judgment is my uncle Abu Talib. So related to this hadith, we review it because it's very important for me this topic. So Allah granted the messenger of Allah to intercede for his uncle in the day of the judgment, Abu Talib. To intercede for Abu Talib is to save him from the hellfire. No, is to reduce, to ask Allah to reduce the punishment upon his uncle Abu Talib, not to take him from the hellfire. Not to take him from the hellfire is only to reduce the punishment upon his uncle Abu Talib, who received the message. He was eyewitness for the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because some of the Muslims, even some imam, they give exactly fatwa without any knowledge that because of the Prophet, Allah, he will save his uncle from the hellfire. As we see in this hadith, while he was sitting, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a group of the Sahaba, they mention the name of his uncle, Abu Talib, the father of Ali, radiallahu anhu arda. They mention him. Then the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly, he said, Allah has given me authorization to intercede for my uncle. To do what? Here you go. Number one, he will be, and he informed in the hadith for us, he will be in dahdah min an-nar. He will be exactly in a place, in a shallow place in the fire. He may be in a shallow place in the hellfire. What is a shallow place? What is the shallow place? Not actually in the lower position of the hellfire. He will be above the lower position of the hellfire. That's actually what? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, where is the fire will be rich? When he will be in the hellfire, the fire will reach his ankles. You know the ankles. You know what the ankles is? Right. And number three, because of that only, not to the whole body, the fire reached only his ankles. So because of that, exactly will make his brain to be boiled. Allahu Akbar. What about the people who are fully in the hellfire? وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So that his ankle, because the fire reaches his ankles, what happened is, the brain will be boiled. The brain will be boiled. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. طيب. Why Allah actually reduced the punishment upon Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet? The Prophet became very sad when he lost his uncle. Why? Why the punishment will be reduced? Because Abu Talib, if you read the seerah, he used to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the disbeliever. He defended him a lot. He stood against Quraysh actually to defend. Remember, after the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdul Muttalib, who supported him? His uncle. He grew up in his uncle's house with the other children of Abu Talib. Subhanallah. Therefore, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced the punishment over him. And we agree now today, لا شفاعة for anyone or any disbeliever who die actually without the Islam. No شفاعة. There will be eternal life in the hellfire. The only kafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his messenger to intercede for him is uncle Abu Talib. He's the only one. Nobody from Allah or all other prophets, they have power or authority to intercede for any one of their family, except Rasulullah sallam for his uncle Abu Talib. And we reached yesterday also. Is the Prophet sallam going to help his father in the day of the judgment? He's going to help his... Where is the father of the Prophet sallam? In the hellfire. He died as a kafir. Somebody asked him exactly why Allah will grant him his father because of the Prophet to enter the exactly. It is fabricated story. And the hadith exactly which we give it to you. Here in number E. Number E will show you that. بيان أن من مات على الكفر فهو في النار ولا تناله شفاعة ولا تنفع قرابة المقربين عن أنس أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله أين أبي؟ قال في النار. فلما قفى دعاه فقال إن أبي وأباك في النار. Go ahead, تفضل.
Clarifying that whoever died upon disbelief, then he is in the fire, and no intercession or relationship with those who are close to Allah would be of any avail for him. Anas reported, verily a person said, Messenger of Allah, where is my father? He said, he is in the fire. When he turned away, he, the Holy Prophet, called him and said, verily my father and your father are in the fire. That's this is found in Sahih Muslim.
Can you repeat this word again for the father, Ya Sheikh Mustafa? For these people, okay, exactly, Allah will grant his father because of the Prophet. His father died while he worshiping the idols, as well as of his family. So I don't want anybody call it Darwish of the Muslim to come with the fabricated story. So where exactly can you repeat this word? When he answered the man, he told the man came to the Prophet. Where is my father? The Prophet ﷺ, he cannot favor anyone. He said what? Your father in the hellfire. Then when he found the man left, almost gonna leave, because exactly he's not happy. So the Prophet, he wanted to reduce it. Exactly, reduce it for the companion, one of the companion. He said, Abi wa abaka fi an-nar. My father and your father, where ya Habibi? Where ya Sheikh Mustafa? My father and your father were
are in the fire.
So don't actually give people some of the imam of the masjid when I receive some go and complain to me, Allah, because of the Prophet, Allah grant his father, grant his mother. No. Because as we cleared yesterday, Brother Yunus, exactly they should die in the millat of who?
Ibrahim.
Because all of them, the Arab, they know Prophet Ibrahim very well. So they should submit themselves completely to the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Faith of Ibrahim. And therefore actually to the uncles exactly of the Muslim Allah, the Prophet sallam told us a hadith about that, about the wudu, the ablutions. Qala sallallahu sallam, inna ummati yud'awna il yud'awna yawm al-qiyamah ghurran محجلين من أثر الوجود من أثر الوضوء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clear for all of us, my ummah, my follower, the Muslim, will be calling in the day of the judgment when Allah resurrected them from their grave, غرّا محجلين, their exactly their head, their hands, their feet will be exactly will be what? Nur. Nur exactly shining from what? From what, ya Rasulullah? From the sign or the mark of the wudu. Therefore, the Prophet he said in the end of the hadith, فَمَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يُطِيلَ غُرَّتَهُ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. And who's able amongst you to extend the place or to cover the parts of a wudu, to go more than that, exactly go ahead. Because the wudu will be help you in the day of the judgment to be saved and to be protected from what, ya akhi? From the hellfire. Some people, those who exactly making wudu, they are in rush to catch the salah and exactly find themselves the ankles or the feet. If you look at their feet, you find a dry area. A dry area. We need to translate it to the brother in exactly Barlifo Francais after we finish, inshallah ta'ala. So he found a man making wudu, the Prophet sallam, and he looked to his foot, the ankles. So what did he found? A dry area, shining. Because after you wetted your feet by water, you must exactly cover everything up to the what? When you wash your feet up to the what? Up to the ankles. So exactly, he told the man, go and repeat your wudu. Then Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said a very dangerous hadith. ويل للأعقاب من النار. ويل للأعقاب من النار. Exactly. ويل. It is the valley in Jahannam. For exactly from what? For your ankles, actually, if it's not covered exactly totally by the water of al-wudu. Be careful about that. Also, actually, the elbow. Whoosh, one time, he's in rush. The water must reach your elbow to cover the elbow. Other way, this will be touched by the hellfire in the day of the judgment. May Allah save all of us, inshallah ta'ala. Bye. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when actually his uncle died, what did he say? قَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ مَا لَمْ أُنْهَ عَنْكَ. Wallahi, I am keeping to seek forgiveness, you my uncle, after he died. Wallahi, I will continue to seek and ask Allah to forgive him, except that Allah forbid me to do that. Subhanallah. And the ayah came, Allah sent the Quran. The Quran has a reason. When Allah before sent the Quran, has a reason for that. Call it Azbab al-Nuzul. The reason for revelations. I give you yesterday, I did not give it to you yesterday, subhanallah, from the last ayah in the page. ما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. تفضل.
سورة التوبة, the repentance, سورة number 9, verse number 113. It is not for the Prophet and those who have believed to ask forgiveness for the polytheists.
To ask for what?
To ask forgiveness.
They are permitted?
No.
Okay. And then?
For the polytheists. Even if they were relatives, after it has become clear to them that they are companions of hellfire.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It's confirmed or not, Ashakiba? Confirmed actually they have been in hellfire. So there is no any chance for them at all. Nobody allow. And we ask the question before you know, in 2 minutes. We ask a question here. Related to this, can I ask forgiveness for my mother who died as a kafir? Can I ask forgiveness for my wife who died as a kafir? I married a Christian woman and she died without al-Islam. She rejected. Can I seek forgiveness for her? That is the question. Related to this, you cannot at all, because Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam, he said, seeking forgiveness for the deep believer, la yajuz. What's mean la yajuz is? What's mean la yajuz? It's not permissible. Exactly, for according to the book of Allah, according to the sunnah النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, according to the اجماع, the majority opinion or the opinion of the majority of the Muslim ummah. الامام النووي رحمه الله, the one who make the 40 hadith, is it haram, is not allowed, is unlawful to seek forgiveness according to the Quran or even make dua for those who disbelieve, exactly to tell them, for example, like what? Oh Allah, you meet a disbeliever, you tell him, may Allah give you, shower you with mercy, not allowed. May Allah for exactly forgive you, not allowed. Because Allah, he said that clearly in the ayah here, not allowed. So what we have to do, what we should do? قال يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. If you need to make dua for any disbeliever, يهديكم الله, may Allah guide you. Not may Allah forgive you. I know Sheikh Mustafa is very humble in the dua, he make da'wa. You cannot make dua for the kafir, Sheikh Mustafa. You tell him, may Allah guide you. ويصلح بالكم, and fit your or correct your brain. That is the dua you should do good. Exactly, and this is actually is by the book of Allah. Somebody exactly in 1 minute gonna tell me why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he make dua for his uncle, for his father. Why? In Surah Maryam, if you look, that's why I told you, you cannot focus in one ayah or one topic in Islam. You must be a scholar to combine all the ayats to actually to have the whole topics. Why exactly? Allah said in Surah Maryam, after he gave him the da'wah to his father, and his father exactly rejected. He was one of the reasons to put him in hellfire. What did he do? What he told after his father, he told him, if you don't stop, ya Ibrahim, exactly we will burn you or we're going to kick you out from this land. قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي. Peace on you, upon you. I will seek forgiveness for you. He said that Ibrahim. But in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah At-Tawbah fast. Surah At-Tawbah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهِ فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهِ إن إبراهيم لأواب حليم. You don't have that.
Surah Al-Tawbah, verse number 114. And the request of forgiveness of Abraham for his father was only because of a promise he had made to him. But when he
what is the promise has given to him? Abraham, to what?
Abraham.
سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي. I will seek forgiveness for you. He promised him. So, but what happened after he became clear to Ibrahim that he's the enemy of Allah? What did he say?
But when it became apparent to Abraham that his father was an enemy to Allah, he dissociated himself from him.
Disassociated with him?
Indeed, Abraham was compassionate and patient.
Allahu Akbar. So this ayah, abrogating the ayah from Surah Maryam. Those people exactly was some certain Muslim actually said who don't believe al-nasikh wal-mansukh, the abrogated and the abrogating. There is something law Allah corrected later. So the ayah when became clearly to Ibrahim that he's the enemy of Allah, what did he say? I'm free myself from you. I disassociate myself from you. Exactly, you are not from me, I'm not from you. Because it became clear. But in the beginning, he seek forgiveness. He said he promised his father to seek forgiveness for him, and that's actually we're gonna stop and to continue. If Allah give us life, exactly next week, inshallah, Monday, to continue this topic again. And subhanallah, we ask Allah to granting all of us in knowledge and to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Subhanallah, hamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Shukran, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.